Hey, what is this?
Got to do something.
It's anal.
How delightful.
This is a crazy man.
It's Fucked in the Head with Shano and the Left Neck Chick.
Got a little Captain in you.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, we're back. I mean, we were here last night. Were we not, Danielle? The Left Neck Chick?
We were. We definitely were.
We are addicts. We are podcast addicts. We had Chris LaVoy on last night, and we're like, oh, it was so much fun. And then this crazy ass freaking GOP document, if you want to call it that, came out. And who else to speak to would be the love of my life? Nicole Bell, you inspire me so much. And I got the papers from Mr. Bell, the cease and desist, I have to do it every once. I've got to flirt with you just for a little bit, but yeah, thank you so much. Nicole Bell from Crooks and Liars is here. We love her, love her, love her.
Oh, and I love you guys back.
Oh, yeah,
so it's kind of like a precursor every single time. I've got to do that.
You're just a scamp, you.
You guys are just so good for my ego, really.
It's very easy, Nicole. You are awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Right back at you, Danielle, really.
Aw.
So we have the pledge to America, the plague on America. I think James Clyburn called it the plague. It's a really interesting document, 21 pages, lots of pictures, lots and lots of pictures. So I think George Bush could have read it. In fact, it takes longer to read Curious George, I think, than this document.
Probably, there's a lot of big type, too.
Is there a lot of,
yes, a lot of headers.
Yeah, a lot of big type. I remember that from college, where you would, like, sneak those things just to inch up your essays a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, tricks. Definitely. But the difference that it did not have, as opposed to a college or even high school paper, is sources. I don't know about you. I had to read a different copy. My computer was acting a little bit funny, and it's just a basic PDF copy. But the one I looked at, all 21 pages, the same as I know the one Shane read, has not a single source virtually on any statistic or number. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, does that surprise you when basically Republicans pull facts out of their posterior? I mean, the numbers that you see, Boehner came on the air and said, well, give back the $700 million that we haven't spent on TARP. And, you know, almost immediately I went, wait a second, that number doesn't sound right. And sure enough, within 5 minutes, I think Think Progress had the fact check out saying, nope, actually, you know what? That's wrong. Mm-hmm. The number, I mean, all of their numbers, all of their information is completely pulled out of the air, if I can be a little less graphic about they get it from.
We can always bleep
you.
Pulled out of there. Okay. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
There is no actual facts involved in being a Republican. Because if there were facts involved, they would know that the answer to everything is not to lower taxes.
Absolutely.
Because if you look at what's happened over the last 30 years, you see the end result of 30 years of corporate deregulation and lowering taxes. Mm-hmm. And this is not what we like. I mean, the American people have said, go ahead, let those Bush tax cuts expire for the rich. The American people, like 70% of them, are saying, go ahead, let it happen. And yet the Republicans are still holding on to that, like, grim death. Yeah. So there's no actual facts involved in anything that they say.
No, absolutely. It's actually in direct contrast. The figures they cite here are completely different and, in a negative picture, negative, portrayal, from everything else I've researched.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think that for all their talk about being concerned about balancing budgets and the deficit, what they've suggested will actually add billions to the deficit and to the budget. So I'm not sure exactly where I know what they're counting on is that their voters won't actually look at that.
Yes,
that all the voters hear is lower taxes for me, even though most of their voters aren't actually going to get taxes raised in the first place. But that's all they hear is lower taxes for me, and they don't look at that everything that they're doing is built on a sham.
Yes, and lower spending, except for on the stuff I want. So if it's something I'm getting as a voter, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid, any type of government service, they say, well, we have to lower spending for all those other people over there.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. They were quite careful to say that, you know, the elderly, that the military, that those type of quote-unquote entitlement programs will be fully funded. It's just, as you say, Shane, all those other people.
Mm-hmm. And
I just found the article I was looking for from the Center for American Progress. The pledge to America will actually increase the deficit by $11.1 trillion.
Wow.
That is the party of fiscal responsibility's work right there.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of spending, I thought it was very telling that the Republicans have actually gone back against their word in terms of no new earmarks that they said last year. Mm-hmm. You know, that was their big thing about the budget, was no more earmarks, we're going to cut the pork. That's actually not in their pledge. It's
that's their gripe about, the new defense budget, that they weren't allowed to add amendments, which granted their amendments pretty much chalked up to, taking everything important out of the bill. But that's what they griped. They weren't allowed to tack additional things on.
Well, the only time they don't want earmarks is when they're not in power. When they're in power, boy, earmarks are the best thing ever. They had the most earmarks. There are less earmarks now. But they have a feeling that they're going to be back in power. So, well, we better not say that because they're going to want to use that very, very soon. And there's a hilarious part of this entire document where they're actually talking about the path towards the balanced budget. And this is a great line. We will have a responsible, fact-based conversation with the American people about the scale of the fiscal challenges we face and the urgent action that is required to deal with them. Just a conversation. We're not going to talk about what we're going to cut. You know, we want to keep spending. So as long as we're in power, we're spending on what we want to spend on. And when they spend on what they want to spend on, no good. You know, we're just going to have a conversation. Yes, it's just a conversation. That's all.
Well, Boehner actually went out and said, I mean, I don't know if he meant it to be as revealing as it is, but he says, essentially, we're not going to change, which I found astounding, considering that the American people voted these people out for that very reason. So, it's a pretty chancy strategy, as far as I can see, that 2 years after the fact you say, okay, let us back in. We're not going to change, but let us back in and let us be in charge again. I hope that there's enough people thinking critically enough to go, okay, wait a second, what? Because you guys didn't do a good job the first time around.
The funniest part about all of that is their whole new plan consists of nothing more than they've ever run on. There's nothing different here. It's cut taxes, increase military spending, give more tax cuts to businesses, and continue to mix that whole church and state thing. Besides that, I don't see anything new. I don't know about you guys.
I see some direct threats actually to the Constitution. I mean, I see them really nibbling at the 14th Amendment.
Yes,
and that disturbs me, Then we talked about, the whole one paragraph that they allot to, social issues, where they recommit to, family values, in a party that holds, Ensign and Vitter and. I don't know what traditional family values means in that case, but and to do the day knocking and to do all of those, you know, abortion, all of those wedge issues that they love, they recommit to all of those in a single paragraph.
They're trying to pander to the Tea Party without sounding as crazy as the Tea Party people are.
Ding ding ding.
They're just a little nibble here. We're with you, but we're not going to say it out loud. You know, wink wink, nudge right. nudge.
But Chris Matthews said everything that Nicole is saying. Yeah. Sorry, Shane.
That's okay. Go ahead.
They do all of this and continue to you know, sound like they want to take people's rights away and change the way the Constitution is written in a document that pledges, quote unquote, to promote greater liberty. I think maybe somebody needs to define liberty for them.
Yeah, well, liberty for all the white conservative folk. Everybody else, not so much. But you know, it's funny. I had this conversation with someone else the other day. The Republican Party is trying to tread such a fine line, and I really feel like they're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Not, you know, that I'm crying any tears for them, but the Tea Party is really the manifestation of 30 years of dog whistle politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the things that they say but don't really say to get people to vote against their interests are now coming to head because they counted on people listening to those dog whistles and reacting and voting out of fear, voting out of hatred, voting out of prejudice. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't count on were these people actually starting to now rise up and go, I want to say in this too.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've got people like Rand Paul and Christine O'Donnell and Sharon Angle who don't have the sophistication to realize that you can't say out loud the things that they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this stuff is acceptable for them.
Yeah, and they get excused by Fox News all the time for it. Oh, but they didn't really mean it that way. What they really meant was this. And they've been selling fear over and over again. So I have to imagine that making this document was pretty difficult for them. Chris Matthews did a great job kind of saying, summing up what we're talking about here. So I'm going to play this clip real quick.
Plus, House Republicans unveiled their pledge to America today, and it could be the biggest cover-up since Watergate. Their manifesto showcases all the predictable soft-sell proposals you'd expect from establishment Republicans, but goes radio silent on the more radical ideas of their party, the wild stuff, you know, about changing the Constitution. And make no mistake, the fringe on the right will have a strong voice if Republicans win control of the Congress.
Exactly. See, the 14th Amendment, getting rid of, you know, people being born here, being citizens. Rand Paul saying that a business could easily segregate if they wanted to. Those things aren't in there, but they're trying to appease them.
Right. They're talking about, is it the 17th Amendment that allows for voting for representatives? Is that,
For Senate, whether or not it would be the state legislatures that had determined who the senators are,
right,
rather than a popular vote. Yeah, I believe that's the 17th Amendment. Yeah, they want to repeal that too.
They're even going there. Even the 17th Amendment's not safe for these guys. But yeah, I actually love the fact that Chris Matthews called it a manifesto. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's perfect. That's exactly what it is. This is this is like the worst. Domestic, you know, I don't want to say terrorism because that's too strong a word, but this is really an assault on this country in terms of the way our democratic system works. And and the manifesto, I mean, let's call it that. Let's not call it a pledge. It's not even the contract for America anymore. It's a manifesto against America.
Completely. And some of the language that they use here, although, you know, they're not calling for, you know, civilians to go out and take up arms and rally against the government, but the thinly veiled,
arguments. Second Amendment solution?
Exactly, that they make here, like, particularly, I believe it's the second page of the document. They say they invite patriots to join us in forming a new governing agenda. And
Patriots.
While right, yeah. While rational people like you or I could say, okay, well, they want to change policy, change the way things work, but you apply that to somebody who has no formal education, who doesn't understand how the government changes, and that could easily be taken to mean join us in forming a militia to overthrow. And those type of words really scare me for what this could cause people to do.
Oh, absolutely. That is the kind of dog whistle kind of thing that I'm talking about. Those are code words, and they are definitely trying to call out, I mean, with the very specific word, patriots join us in calling for a new government. They're saying the government that we have is not legitimate.
Yes.
And you are a patriot if you oppose that. I mean, that is
completely
clear dog whistle politics. And it is a very dangerous game to play for the Republicans. And the thing about it that is so hypocritical of them is, you know, they put up this website like, we'll listen to you, America, and said, tell us what your concerns are in the process of putting together this manifesto. Mm-hmm. And they didn't listen to the concerns of the people at all.
Other than the people wanted tax pot. You know, make it legal and tax it.
They wanted to legalize pot. That was like one of the number one things on there is legalize pot. They didn't. They threw that right out. But also, I think the second one was stop giving tax breaks to companies corporations that outsource to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that the Republicans should be able to get through. I mean, even with their be all end all tax cut save everything. That would be, if they had just grasped that simple item, they would have gotten a lot more support than they
did.
You know, what they're doing now is ridiculous. And part of the reason why is the Republican Party has essentially exposed itself for being the fascists that they are. You know, this manifesto wasn't written by John Boehner and Eric Cantor or any of the other backbenchers that they used to introduce this. It was written by a lobbyist for Exxon.
Sure.
You know,
because they want their tax cuts.
And that's why those earmarks got out of there. And that's the tax cuts for companies that outsource is in there. And all of that stuff is because the corporations are now dictating government policy to the Republican Party.
Yes, and it's the same stuff they did during the Bush administration. Same old song. So we're here with Nicole Bell. Nicole, will you join us for another segment? We're going to get into a little bit more of the Tan Man and Eric Cantor and all that kind of stuff. So we have Nicole Bell of Crooks and Liars on Funked in the Head with Shano and the Left Neck Chick. So please stick around.
Oh, this just gets better and better.
It's Funked in the Head with Shano and the Left Neck Chick.
For our iTunes listeners, the second half of this show and all our other episodes are available on iTunes under theleftneckchick.com.
Turn up the night with Kenny Pick. Progressive talk and a little bit of rock.
Who is he? What is he? Where does he come from?
You are a sad, strange little man. You have my pity.
It's just you and freaks like me for the rest of your life.
Come on, let's kick his hippie ass.
Exterminate.
Go ahead, bring it on, brother.
This is how damn nuts the place has become.
A place where unattractive and attractive people can get together to see the ones that you love, to love the ones that you see.
Live every Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Ustream home of Nicole Sandler, Radio or Not.
So that your listeners will know.
More fun than a barrel of monkeys, moron.